Welcome to Showing Up Solo, your go-to source for solopreneur success in the digital world. You're not just running a business, you're wearing all the hats, from CEO to content creator. What if I told you there's a way to master online marketing without sacrificing all your time? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Showing Up Solo. Today, I am joined by PR and publicity expert for solopreneurs, Simone Sauto. Simone, thank you so much for joining. I'm so excited to have you here today. We're going to be talking about visibility and the secret to getting publicity without having to pay for an agency or having a huge following, that sort of thing. And I'm thrilled to have you here. It's a topic that I've been seeking information on myself. But before we dive into that, would you like to introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know a little bit more about yourself?
Yes. So first of all, thanks so much for having me, Hannah. I'm really excited to be here. So as Hannah said, my name is Simone. I am a PR expert for solopreneurs. I do PR publicity for more than 20 years. I studied journalism and PR, used to work as a journalist for more than 8 years. Then switched gears. I was my last position was being a PR manager for Match.com in Munich for the German speaking market. And then in 2014, I started my entrepreneurial journey, and I started to work as breakup and divorce coach. Based on a personal story, my ex left me after 10 years relationship. So that's a long story, but I founded that first business, and then I did what all the marketing gurus told me, right? So I did really everything, like from social media to ads, like lost a lot of money with ads. And after 6 months, I was really burnt out. And I was like, okay, like this is not how I imagined it to be an entrepreneur, right? So you have this imagination, and it wasn't like that. And that was the point when I thought, okay, I need to do PR. So I didn't do this, because I still was challenged by my fear of visibility. And I also had this mindset block, although I worked in that industry, of, okay, PR is just for big household names, right?
Because I was just thinking that, because I think that is a common thing is, oh, I'm too small for PR. Like, who's going to want to talk about me? You need to be bigger. You need to have a name for yourself and that kind of thing. So I can imagine, I mean, that would definitely be what goes on in my head. Even I've recently been applying for more speaking events, and I'm like, why would anyone want to hear what I talk about? Says the woman with a podcast. Because you think like, oh, I'm too small.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that it's absolutely not true. But, you know, that was exactly what was holding me back. But then at a certain point, I was like, okay, I need to make this work. So I did what every PR expert coming from the corporate world did. And I started to send press releases, right? I put together a media list. I knew all the things, how to do it. And then I sent a press release. And I was excited, because I was like, okay, like, they will email me, and, you know, I'll have all these interviews. And then I just heard crickets, like nothing, no email, nobody came back to me. I was like, oh my, wow. So you studied it, you have years of experience, and it just doesn't work. But that was the moment when I found out that press releases do not work if you're not a household name, because they don't open it. And generally now, it's 2024, sending press releases is really 1995, right? So journalists are really not interested in it, very much, except if you have a big study, like a lot of data, but most solopreneurs don't have that, right? So so the question is then, how would you get around, how would you, you know, get into the media? So I, you know, tested a lot of things, and I basically came up with a 6-step framework, because it's not rocket science, right? And this is why I love to talk about it, because there are so many mindset blocks. And then whenever somebody joins me, right, or works on me, they are like really amazed by how easy it actually is and how simple it is, right? But let me explain the steps.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna just interrupt just there, because I just want to give some context to my audience as well, because I think PR, I don't know a lot about PR. I know online marketing and organic marketing, and they're very similar. Like, there's a lot of crossover. But I think it's pretty safe to say it's much easier. Like, if you do it wrong, it has a huge impact. And it's probably easier to do right, but even easier to do wrong. And I'll just use like the Showing Up Solo podcast as an example. I get a lot of people pitching guests, and the ones that are just, you can just tell were a copy and pasted email. And the person who's pitching this guest, usually it's someone doing it on their behalf, so like an agency. And it's just clear that they haven't listened to a single show, that they don't know what I'm looking for. The person they're pitching is clearly not a good fit, maybe because they're offering exactly the same thing I do, which means they're my direct competition, or they don't have the same, they don't have the same target audience. Like, it doesn't, it, you can just tell it's a bad fit. And most of those just end up getting deleted without a reply. And then, like, I got your outreach email, and I'm normally like, oh God, these are always so terrible, red flags. And I started like just making sure I always had a call with someone before I booked them now because of those bad experiences. But yours was just so well. Like, first of all, I could tell you'd listened to the show, and you knew who you were talking about and what I'd want to have, and it was just so well put together. It left a really good taste in my mouth, basically. And then we had the call, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, yes, I have to have you on the show. And I started recommending you to other people to go on their show. And that's just the experience from like just having this as someone on the receiving end of having just like a really seamless, well done publicity strategy. It you can feel like really great about it. And like, you can turn someone into a super fan. Yeah. Very little effort on your part, in the sense that it's, you're probably following the same, your six steps that you're about to go into.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, just as a funny side note. So I used to offer done for you services, right? I used to pitch people to podcasts, and I stopped doing this because it got very frustrating for me, because my pitches are great, but people, podcasters, told me, I don't take any more people on from publicists or from agencies, because those people are only looking for free advertising, and they're also not promoting the show, which is a big problem, because when you're on a podcast, you build a relationship. It's a win-win. It's not you get on the show, you promote yourself, and then it's hands off. It's like you collaborate, so the show gets online, right? And then you promote it, you share it with your own audience, because as a podcast host, this is how you grow your show, right? And this is what I explain to my clients as well. So yeah, you really have to understand how this all works. And once you understand it, again, it's not rocket science, right? But let me explain the six steps, and we will do this for the media. It's similar to podcast. It's the same framework, but different things to do. But for the media, first of all, you have two options for the media. You can pitch yourself as a featured expert. That means that you get interviewed, right? So you pitch yourself, you say like, hey, I'm an expert on this and that topic. Then the journalist would interview you, and they would write about you, or they would publish the interview, use quotes, link back to your website. This is when you pitch yourself as a featured expert. Then the other option is you pitch yourself as a contributor, meaning you write the article for the publication. And almost every publication accepts contributors. And the best way of that, or the best thing about that, is they also pay them. Like 90% of the publications pay their contributors. And it's around between $200 and $4,000 for just one article, right?
Wow.
That's really a great side effect, but not the main reason why you should do it, right? So the six steps, it's the method is called my publicity rockstar method, right? So and the first step is your rockstar offer, which basically stands for the foundation. As with all marketing that we do, you need to understand your ideal client. Because otherwise you cannot pinpoint the right publications, right? Because your ideal client needs to hang out at the right publications. You also need to understand what you want to be known for, because if you don't know that, you cannot determine the topics that you pitch, right? Because you obviously want to talk about what you want to be known for. And then also you should have a lead magnet in place, right? So what is a lead magnet? A lead magnet is something that people can sign up for free, that is really relevant to your ideal client, so that you can capture their email address. And one of the biggest questions that I always get is like, can I not, invite people directly to a call? And my answer is always like, collect the email address, nurture them, because not everybody who finds you is ready to get on a call with you, right?
Yeah, I always
So,
talk about it like dating, you know, like that call is your first date. And if you're on like a dating, well, you know, because you don't often, if you find someone's profile that you like to have a little back and forth conversation before you get that first date with a stranger. So it's the same with marketing and PR, you know, you have to like, you need to give that space to have that little get to know each other convo before you have your first date.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. So that is the first step, right? So it's very similar. It's like the same for all our marketing activities, right? So then step number two is the audience, which stands for building your media list. Now here you want to look at your ideal client and then you build your media list, right? You can use Google. There are databases, like a lot of them are paid. Do not buy lists. Like there are plenty of media lists out there. And the media industry is so super duper fast paced that most of those lists are really outdated, right? So I do always manual research, right? So or you can look at your competitors or people in your industry, see where they have been featured, and then, you know, build your way up and, you know, build your media list. And then the third step is the hit, which stands for grabbing the media's attention.
Okay.
Now, there are basically only three things a journalist wants, journalist or editor, right? It's a great story, it's your expertise, or it's a strong opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the story is just, you know, your story or a story, like something that builds a relationship and is memorable and evokes emotions. Then your expertise, those are like, when you read publications, it doesn't matter if it's Forbes, Business Insider, CNBC, Make It, Cosmopolitan, whatever. So there is a lot of how to, why, three things, like the listicles, like they are like really, I don't know, they still work. They work for years, and it's just because we love them, because we get this like little or like this information that we want in a really short time, right?
Yeah.
So that's your expertise. And the strong opinion really works well, because obviously for journalists, online journalists as well, right? It's all about the clicks and the traffic. So for example, what's a strong opinion? A strong opinion is if you send press releases, your PR really sucks. Sorry. Or what worked really well for me in my first business is why everybody should suffer from heartache at least once in their life. So this is a little bit contradictive, but I, like my personal journey was, you know, I started my personal development just because of the breakup. It was after 10 years, he left, his new partner moved in after 4 weeks. And this is the story that I share, right? So look at your business, look at what you do, come up with the right story ideas and pitch them to the publications. That's step number three.
Attention all solopreneurs. Whether you're just setting sail on your business voyage or navigating uncharted waters as a seasoned explorer, we've got something extraordinary for you. Introducing the Marketing Compass Quiz. Chart your path to success. It's not just a quiz, it's your gateway to discovering your unique business adventure. Each question is carefully crafted to unveil the next destination on your marketing journey and guide you along an adventure that aligns perfectly with your goals. But wait, there's more. After taking the quiz, you'll receive an exclusive resource that aligns perfectly with your chosen adventure. Ready to embark on this exciting quest for self-discovery? Don't wait any longer. Take the Marketing Compass quiz now by heading to showingupsolo.com/quiz. Your journey awaits, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Get ready to set sail into your unique business adventure.
And step number four is the stage, which stands for writing and sending your pitch. Now, we already talked about pitching. Do not copy paste the same pitch to everybody, and certainly not with the media. So when you send a pitch, do only offer, especially as a contributor, right? If you have a story idea, an article idea, offer this to one editor If you offer it to multiple people and multiple people say yes, you have a problem,
Yeah.
because they will blacklist you. They will not like it, because then you have to say like, oh, sorry, I pitched it to two others and they also said yes, so now I have to choose. And so, you can pitch it, follow up twice. If you don't hear back, or if it's a no, then pitch them to somebody else. So I have a story ID data bank, and I mark them. So I, have an Excel sheet. And then I say like, okay, pitch to this publication, then and then followed up once, followed up twice, rejected, didn't hear back, and then I mark it green, and it's good to go again for somebody else, right? So, but this is really crucial. And then also, obviously, when you start your pitch, you need to build rapport, right? So, you don't have to study the journalist for like weeks or months, or build a relationship on social media with commenting on everything. But just with one or two sentences, show them that it's not a cold copy paste pitch that you send to everybody, and that you research them a little bit, that you know what they are about and what they write about, right?
Yeah,
So, what you said,
I would say being on the receiving end, bare minimum, I want to know that they know what my who my audience is, who my intended audience is, and they know what my goal is as a show producer. So for example, if you're pitching to me, it's that you need to know that my audience is service providers, solopreneurs, and that this is a marketing podcast. So we're talking about marketing, specifically online marketing for solopreneurs. So don't come pitching to me with, corporate advertising strategies for big business, or like that's it's not gonna fit. So just like demonstrate the bare minimum of understanding of who you're talking to, I would say is
And I mean, with your podcast, with that example, with your podcast, it's really easy, because the name of the podcast tells it all, right? So,
what's the goal?
usually this should be normal, but this is exactly what happens if people just copy paste. But that's also the thing with publicists and agencies, and also why I don't like it, is because they will tell you, it's only $15,000 per month, but we will pitch you to 3,000 journalists, and then they will send a press release, and they will send it to those people. And it's like, throwing spaghetti to the wall, hoping that one fits, sticks. And it's just not how it works. It's absolutely not effective, right?
It's like advertising too. That's something you touched on, as something that people go to a lot, because I get a lot of questions. Should I just be running ads? And I like to, solopreneurs, we don't often have a huge advertising and marketing budget. Often we're doing it ourselves. And it's expensive to outsource it. Like it just, I mean, it costs money, especially if you want it done well. But it's always like with advertising, yes, you can do it, but you want to make sure that that's a really good ad, that it and it's working, because you could waste a lot of money running ads that aren't working. And you don't know if it's just because you haven't thrown enough money at it, or if it's the copy, or if it's just the wrong angle. You need to know that you've got, like, it's one thing if you have something you've tested, you know that like you've got a funnel that you know works, you've got an offer you know is busy, and then the like it's really well designed and you've tested it a couple times, sure, pay for advertising. But if you're starting from scratch, you don't have enough information to know what's going to work and what isn't. And it sounds very similar to what you're saying with the going to the agencies and everything, is it's a big investment, but they you don't have a, oh, this is a pitch that I've used myself that has worked like 9 times out of 10 personally, so this is what I want you to now mass work on. You're most of the time you're coming from, I don't know this, that's why I'm hiring an expert, I don't know anything about this, and you don't know what is and isn't working because your hands are out of it.
But that's, the extra, stupid thing in the PR industry is really that PR is this mysterious thing, right? People, and the PR industry wants to keep it like this because it's very, very, very lucrative, right? So everybody wants to get into Forbes, and they think, I have to hire this agency or this publicist, and I really have to have this contact. It's absolutely not true. You need to find the right person, pitch that person, and you can be featured, right? So it sounds easy, and well, it's simple, it's not easy, right? But What I want to say is that you can absolutely bootstrap this. You don't need a publicist or a PR agency. Where were we? Oh yeah, step five. So step five. So we sent the pitch, right? Now we assume you got accepted. Now in step five, it's time for the performance, and the performance stands for either writing your guest article or giving the media interview, right? So those are the two. And then as for the guest article, you always want to look at the guidelines, right? Every publication has a guideline. Should look at this before you pitch, actually, so that you know what they expect and you know how to write it. All right, and the sixth step is the promotion, which stands for leveraging your media coverage for clients, cash, and reputation. Now, what most people do is they get featured or they got accepted as a contributor and it's published, right? The interview is published, your article is published in your dream publication. The thing that most people do is they promote it once and then they just maybe they slap the logo on the website and then that's it, right? But there are so many more ways how you can leverage your media coverage for, you know, clients, cash, and reputation to build your brand, to build trust and credibility. And, you know, in times of AI, building trust is so crucial because people don't know anymore with social media. They don't know anymore. Are you really an expert? Or was this written by AI, right? So that people can now build fake expertise just by, you know, asking ChatGPT and, you know, whatever AI tool. But, you know, writing for the media or being on a podcast, having a conversation around this topic really builds trust because you cannot have a conversation if you don't know what you talk or if you know, AI is writing your content, right? So I always say, like, at least, you know, add it to your email welcome series. If it's a big feature, like, you know, Forbes, Business Insight, or a Cosmopolitan, whatever it is, and really use it for your marketing, put it on your sales pages. And so I share, I think, 35 ways to, you know, really actually leverage your coverage because it doesn't stop with just having this one appearance. Although you build your backlinks, you get all the traffic, and it's really PR is really a long term. You need to have a long term view. It's like a obviously you can have somebody who reaches out to you, in being interested to work with you just a day after the podcast was published or the article was published, but it's really about having this long term view. You know, building the backlinks, building your network, really adding value. And really building your digital footprint because this is what we do as online entrepreneurs, as solopreneurs, right? So and that's basically it, right? So we summarize the framework. It's really understand like the rockstar offer, get the foundation right, understand your ideal client, understand what you want to be known for, have a lead magnet, build your
Know your zone
media.
of genius, basically. Know your secret sauce, your zone of genius, your rock star angle.
Exactly. Then build your media list. Then try to grab the media's attention by coming up with great story ideas, sharing great like your expertise, and come up with strong opinions. Everybody has a strong opinion. It's really about taking a stand. Then write and send the pitch. Follow up twice. Be kind and give them time. Right? Give them you know about 1 week of time before you follow up. They don't want to be pressured. They are a lot under pressure already. And then it's performance, right? So where you really do your media interview or you write your guest article, and then you actually need to promote it. You need to leverage it for clients, cash, and reputation. And that's all that actually has to happen. I know it sounds complex, but at the end of the day, just need to find the right person, the right idea, send an email, and you can get featured or published.
One of the best things I've seen in pitches I've re the good pitches I've received is like, this is how I'm going to promote it as a plan. Like I'm not just going to put it here. I'm going to put it here and here and here and here, and like this is what's in it for you if I have it as well. Like just showing that I understand that this is a two-way street. I'm helping you, exposing you to my audience as well as me getting exposed to you. Because that's what we want, is we want mutually beneficial relationships.
Yeah, and I think this add-on becomes more and more important, especially for podcasts, because, you know, with the media, a journalist and an editor, they work for the publication, but the podcast is always the baby of the host. It's somebody you build. It's somebody you're passionate about. It's you are the gatekeeper. You really want to have great guests on your show, but you also want to ensure that, you know, that it will grow, that your podcast grows. And this only happens when the guest also promotes the show.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, obviously, Simone, you are the go-to expert on this topic. I think we could go on about this for hours because it is such an interesting subject. But I also know you have a lot of resources available. So before we wrap things up, why don't you let everyone know where they can find you online and what resources you have available for them and where they can find those?
Yes. So you can find me on SimoneSauder.com. And I'm actually in this moment, I'm relaunching my website, and there's going to be a brand new training. It's a 60-minute masterclass where I really dive into this framework. And we also talk about councils, and we talk about how to make money with PR and all these juicy things. And you can find this on SimoneSauder.com/free-training.
Great. We will leave the link in the show notes as well so that everyone listening can find it. And where else do you show up? Are you on Instagram, LinkedIn?
I'm only on LinkedIn. I'm just focused on, I am on Instagram, but I'm not active there. I'm just consuming, right? So whenever I have time, but I'm on LinkedIn. This is my only social media platform because I really need to hold my focus, right?
Well, yeah, no, I love focusing in. I am. And LinkedIn is such an underutilized platform by many that it's a really great place to stand out if you do put the effort into it. So well, thank you again for coming on the show, for having such a great pitch
and thanks for sharing, so much for having me
sharing all this wonderful knowledge with my listeners. I'm so excited for everyone to listen, for all of you who are listening, and to actually put some of these tips and advice into action for myself, because it is not an area I've been interested in too. So thank you everyone for tuning in, and until next time, bye. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Showing Up Solo. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review or sharing your thoughts in the comments. These simple gestures help us appease the algorithm gods and continue to bring you great free education. Ready to navigate the world of marketing with confidence? Take the Marketing Compass Quiz, available at showingupsolo.com, to discover the next phase of your journey. And don't forget to explore our range of courses and coaching programs while you're there. Let's transform your solo venture into a thriving success story together. Until the next episode, keep showing up and making your mark in the world of solopreneurship. See you soon.